Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, why don't we bring in a man who covers that team, yep. The great Todd Zielecki, our baseball guy from MLB.com. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Todd. We didn't enjoy the last two losses at all. And we're blaming Gabe and Neshek for Tuesday night, which led to Wednesday night. So I need to go to Neshek Monday night. All right? He's warming up, but has not had sufficient time. Is he being a diva in that sequence?
You know, it's – yeah, I think the thing about this whole situation is there's so much more to the story. You can just tell that what Gabe has said and what Neshek has said, it's not completely the truth. So I would love to know what really happened in that bullpen before the game, after the game. Did he say he was available? Did he just decide to shut it down? Something is going on there, but certainly in the past, there have been some questions about Pat being able to get up and get ready to pitch in games. You know, he had an issue with Pete McCannon. So, it's something that they know that they had to deal with Pat, but they still re-signed him to that two-year deal.
I know they did, and here's the big problem with that. On Tuesday night, with a chance to make a big win, it would have been about five straight if they win that game. In Chicago, they win the first two of a four-game series, Todd, and he's not even available because he got up Monday night? Is that the explanation?
Yeah, that is the explanation, and I'll be honest with you, that does come into play at times. You know, going back, as far back as Rich Doobie, talking about players and why was this guy available, why was that guy not available, and they would say, listen, I know you guys see he's only pitched twice and 4 days or twice in 5 days, but he also got up and got they say the word hot. So they'd say he got hot twice on 2 days he didn't pitch, and that counts. So yes, that does come into play. And Pat is a guy, that if he gets up and doesn't pitch, that really affects him. And again, they knew that when they re-signed him, and it's come back and really bit him in the butt a few times.
All right, so they're stuck with Nicasio. This is what I'm trying to understand, Todd. Bryce Harper's out in right field. They know that's a big win for them. They're on a roll. Everybody's doing great. And they know suddenly that they're putting in their fifth best relief pitcher because Neshek is saying no. How does he face his teammates?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think in Pat's mind, he could not go. He was not ready to go. I think in Pat's mind, he's had some arm soreness in the past. Oh. And in his mind, I need to be ready for the long haul. So I don't think it really bothers him that much in a sense.
The man has pitched three times since May 4th, the 13th, the 17th, and the 19th. Todd, what are they giving him, $8 million? He pitched three times in over 2 weeks? And he can show his face in there. They need him. That game, that ninth inning Tuesday, how big a game was that, that moment?
It's a huge game. The Cubs in Wrigley Field, you know that they're going to start hitting, which they did last night. You know, after the Cubs series, which is a really tough series, you're going back to Milwaukee. They just beat the stuffing out of you in a four-game series last week. Every win is big, and that's what made the loss on Tuesday such a killer. Is it was such a great opportunity, and so to have Juan Nicasio pitching that ninth inning was just I hate to say that you knew something bad was going to happen because he had pitched well the night before, but you just sit there and you go, how many times do you want to put him in that situation and expect him to succeed? There's a reason why, you said he's the fifth best reliever. He might even be further down on that list.
Yeah, and And that was his third straight night, and the other guy's sitting in the bullpen. It just
here's
the second part of it, though, because it seems like Gabe's having more trouble now with all of his pitchers because Vince Velasquez is close to coming back. Al's been on a long campaign to get him in the bullpen with his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he decreed that he's back in the starting rotation, and Gabe said not necessarily. What's going on with him?
I think Vince is saying, in my mind, I'm a starter. And I think Gabe is saying, whoa, you know, we haven't made that decision yet. And this is kind of goes back to the Tuesday night thing. A big problem with this bullpen right now is they're shorthanded. You know, David Robertson hasn't pitched since like the second week of the season. Tommy Hunter hasn't pitched all season. Victor Arano, who was really good last year and had pitched pretty well, he's not available right now. He's hurt. So they're missing three really good relief pitchers or pretty good relief pitchers that could have helped them in the ninth inning. That would have absolutely been pitching in the ninth inning other than Juan Nicasio. Now, okay, let's go to the Velasquez thing. I think they are very seriously considering putting him in the bullpen. And I think Al, you know, now would be the time to do it, right? You know, they just saw how they're shorthanded on Tuesday. They need a big arm back there that can get a big out, that can get some swings and misses. And, you know, do they sit there and pull the plug on Cole Irvin because he got rocked by the Cubs last night? Or do they sit there and go, all right, the Cubs are a really good team. That's a tough pitching environment. He did pitch really well in his first two starts. Let's give him another shot or two in the rotation. Let's put Vince in the bullpen to give us a little bit more depth. I think it makes a lot of sense.
I love the whole, Al, you're on board with this, right? You're still supporting the Vince Velasquez in the bullpen thing?
It's a perfect time. I mean, perfect time.
He sounds like a diva, too.
I don't know how you think you're entitled to that.
I'll be back in the rotation.
But how do you know that? How do you have a team where two pitchers aren't putting team first?
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
Yes. Velasquez did it with Real Muto.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, let me get on to some more positive things. All right, you have covered the team for a long time. Could you tell us what it was like watching Harper throw a 96-mile-an-hour throw to home plate on, I guess it was Monday night? How amazing was that throw?
Yeah, it was amazing. And what I think is encouraging to see is there was so many questions about his arm and his defense going into the season. And he's playing pretty good. He's not great. He's not a gold glover. He's never going to win a gold glove. But he's shown his arm several times now. He's made a few nice diving catches. But that arm is part of the reason why way back in high school, that people got so excited about him. Obviously, the ability to hit the baseball was number one, but he was always known coming up as a guy with a really, really strong arm, and we saw it the other night.
And finally, the other thing he did that made him worth $330 million is that he hit a ball on Saturday night that I don't even know if it's come down yet. It was charted at 466 feet. It hit a little girl on the foot, but it hurt, hit the jewel on her sandal. She did not get injured. Todd, is that the longest ball you've ever seen?
At that ballpark, I feel like it is. I know Ryan Howard hit one over the batter's eye, I believe, or just to the right of the batter's eye years ago. But that ball was absolutely destroyed. The only other ball that I could say that on TV that looked like it went as far was that Matt Stairs home run at Dodger Stadium. That ball, to me, was like the farthest ball I'd ever seen hit, just in terms of the height. But to clear the batter's eye, and not like it was just fading over the batter's eye, it was still going over the batter's eye when it did. Just a tremendous, tremendous hit. And, you know, he seems to be heating up, which means, hey, you know what, the last two nights have been killers, but if Harper can heat up and get some big hits, you know, they have a chance to get this thing turned around.
When you see Harper, would you tell him to talk to Neshek and Velasquez? Because it sounds like somebody needs to sit him down and tell him what it's like to be on a winner.
Sure, I'll tell him.
His name is Todd Zalecki-El. He's a new dad.
Yeah, again.
Everything good with the little one?
Everything's good with the little one. Very good, very good. Sleeping well, actually.
Todd Zalecki, loving it. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. We will have the skipper on, Al, in less than 50 minutes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.